Hi everyone, my name is Liam, and today I'm going to share my experience of visiting a rather special place during my trip to New Zealand. I'm talking about the famous Nelson Saturday Market. It's located at the top of the South Island, and tourists frequently go there in pursuit of culturally resonant souvenirs and local crafts. When the day of the market arrived, I had initially planned to catch a local bus from my hotel, as the morning started off looking a bit chilly and overcast. However, the sun soon came out, so I actually ended up strolling down from the harbour, which only took about 20 minutes and was a lovely walk. As I finally approached the bustling market, I was expecting to be greeted by the scent of fresh coffee, which seems to be everywhere in New Zealand. But actually, the overwhelming smell was of spices, wafting over from a huge international food stall near the main entrance. It immediately made my mouth water. Now, a lot of tourists go there specifically hunting for handmade jewellery or perhaps some designer clothes. My main priority, though, was to track down a wooden mask. I'd seen pictures of these traditional carvings online and knew one would be the perfect item to take home as a reminder of my trip. I soon found a stall bursting with incredible carvings. Some of them were decorated with native bird feathers and others had intricate patterns made out of tiny shells. The one I eventually opted for instead featured a row of shark teeth along the top, which looked incredibly striking and unique. After that, I decided I also wanted something colourful to hang on my living room wall. I flipped through some beautiful landscape photographs and a rack of vintage postcards, yet I ended up purchasing an original painting by a local Maori artist depicting a beautiful coastal scene with vibrant blues and greens. I was lucky enough to have a lovely chat with the artist herself. I thought she'd talk about her artistic inspiration or perhaps her painting technique. Interestingly, she spent ages explaining the materials she used, especially how she created her own natural pigments from the local soil and plants. By midday, all that shopping had made me pretty hungry. There were numerous stalls selling fantastic grilled seafood and traditional meat pies. Despite how tempting those hot dishes looked, I decided to buy a jar of local honey, which I ate spread generously on some freshly baked flatbread. It was absolutely delicious. While I was sitting down to eat, a large crowd started to gather in the central square. I assumed some traditional dancers or a choir of singers were about to perform for the tourists. In fact, it was a group of drummers, and the rhythm they created was absolutely mesmerizing to listen to. When it was time to leave, I suddenly realised I had quite a lot of fragile stuff to carry. I'd stupidly forgotten to bring my trusty backpack, and I really try to avoid using plastic bags whenever possible. Fortunately, a friendly stallholder kindly gave me a canvas bag for all my purchases, which was a real lifesaver. So, if you're ever planning a visit to the Nelson Saturday Market, you might read guidebooks telling you to get there at the crack of dawn or late in the afternoon to grab some bargains. In my experience, though, midday is definitely the best time to go, because that's when the atmosphere is truly at its peak and the place feels completely alive.